Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the home of nothing but good music. Are you well this morning? Okay. I want you to have fun with today's topic instead of celebrating or feeling pain. Okay? I don't want you to be feeling pain. Huh? Before I even get started with today's show, didn't I say yesterday when starting the show about breathing through the wound, we didn't give that hashtag an opportunity to shine? Didn't I say that? And I said, after today, no man, we must. And what happened? The nation started talking and breathing through the wind. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Trending the whole day. But that's fantastic, isn't it? To know that you're not alone. And for others, didn't even understand or knew where that breathing through the wound came from. But little did they know that it is something that they also are experiencing. That's why it was so relevant. Huh? Thank you for indulging me. And thank you for making that very it's very unique to us. Okay? Very unique to us. And I'm glad we did it. We had so much fun with it yesterday, right? Good. Now, here's another one. Ready? Okay. Konje wena. Umfana uye wakuhlanyisa once upon a time. Ayi wakufikela. He? Yakhumbula mara? He? When he occupied your heart and mind to a point of obsession. I mean, this boy practically went from being a total stranger to somebody you can't live without. Yeah? You were a gone girl, sissy. Yeah. And for the benefit of those who don't understand or know, Hore, what is a gone girl? Go Twitter. Gone girl is when you are so in love, ne? Go Rishem. Even your follicles are in there. The tip of it. We saw those "if I die, I die" tweets. You never saw yourself living without that one man, that one boyfriend. Yeah? Bona, you gave him your all, your everything. Yeah? It's my everything. Okay. Okay. Shem. Ah, Shem, you are a gone girl. You thought you can't live without him, but you did. The question is, what helped you get over that relationship? Because you thought you could never live without it or without him. Hashtag I was a gone girl once, as we sip the best tea in the city. Hey, no one knows church and gym like a gone girl. Bona handbrake it, la umseza kwa Jehovah girl. And weight goals. Mm-hmm. Hey, have fun with this thing. You've made it. Look at you. You are living to tell the story. Stand up. And say it proud. Smile about it. Okay? Because Kalitziva, ooh, the way Ratam Peinine. Instead of celebrating that you've made it, you'll be going there. Oh, yes. Ooh, tea. Ilekadi born. Hey, shut it. It's done. Now, you are retelling that story, but in a different way. Okay? Thank you. To be fair, I mean, it's understandable why at some point in your life you thought you couldn't live without him. I mean, you were in love. Come on. This was your young kid. Yeah? This was the first person to think of whenever you get news, good or bad. This was your gossip partner. Gossi, your person. You were under his spell. Hmm? And not only that, he was your cheerleader. Ne? He was there for you as well. Always there to encourage you to challenge yourself and to do things you love. Listen, if there's ever was a person who was on your side and your corner, was this guy. But as life would have it, shame. Go your pen. You thought you can't live without him, but here you are. You did. The question is, what helped you to get over him? Right? Hashtag, I was a gone girl once. Oh, KC. And I was a gone girl once. Hey, Lerato Little Shanta T. I was livid. And I felt everything rage related to nothing at the same time. I wanted everything and nothing to do with him. Cutting all cords, prayer, meditation, Jesus, and refocusing my energies on me and taking care of myself. That worked. I was a gone girl once. Oh, yes. And Miss Jacqueline Are, unfortunately, I'm still a gone girl. Evan, here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons, or you were a gone girl once. Okay. Why? You gave up control. You gave him control of your happiness. Gave him control of everything. Eh? You gave him a lot of power. And that's a lot of power to give to someone. You are no longer in control of your day-to-day happiness. If he's not texting, if he's not calling, or sending that, you know, those flowers, doing something jay to make you feel good about yourself, your entire day is messed up. You gave up control. You are gone, girl. 2, you were a dependent. Yeah. Let me explain. Because you valued his approval more than you valued yours. So as a result, you could no longer function independently anymore. You couldn't make decisions without him. You had this unhealthy dependence on him, and it resulted in you developing low self-esteem and fear of adventure. Look at you now. You can drive from Polokwane to Joburg, yeah, by yourself. Mara, nagwaleteng. No, I'm afraid to drive. Heartache. Eh? Gone girl. You're brave now. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons, you were once a gone girl. You convinced yourself, that's why. It's not that you couldn't live without him. You just didn't want to. You told yourself, this is it. Hmm? You built a fairy tale world in your head about the two of you. And as part of that, you alienated everyone else just for him. Eh? Eh? Who said, ah, no, this is love. That's what you said. You are gone, girl. Ha! Gone girls, hi.
Why gone girls?
You were once a gone girl, no?
I'm still there.
You're still going.
You're still gone.
I'm going girl.
You're Goisha, yes. Girl.
Yo.
How long now?
It's ongoing process.
How many years now?
Maybe 14.
14 years?
It's a fantasy. Leave me alone. I'll come out of it soon.
Chiman.
I'm confused.
I'm lost.
Right?
Are you still nursing a heartache 14 years later?
Yes, I am.
Was this your first boyfriend?
It's not even a heartache. It's basically in my imaginary, yes, it will be. Does it have to be a heartache?
No, I know this really. Thing is a journey, but Juliet.
How are Juliet?
I'm not hurt about it.
No, Sandra von Levescopis. No, Ari. No. Vescopis, please come fetch this person. She needs to be in a ward somewhere.
Yeah, I'm still gone girl. Is there something wrong with me still being gone girl?
14 years later.
Yes. You need to get over. So you don't have a solution to your problem.
I don't want the solution.
Even your daughter didn't rescue from this thing.
Nah.
Chiman.
We need a whole intervention. Anyway,
were you not expecting these responses?
No, I'm shocked.
When my uncle
I'm
trying
head, to, no, no, I'm trying to think of a chin. Pasta akaunu san petrol.
Yeah. This is like Juliet is not.
You know which river she must go and wash.
No, don't you dare, Uncle T.
You must go to
we
the
must
idiotic.
Not go back there. They changed the name. It's
you
the
must
river.
Go to the idiotic it's, river in Nigeria.
It's the river of plenty now. The name has changed.
No, you belong in the.
You'll come out plenty.
Yeah. But you still need to be a part of that river.
No,
the one near plenty.
Uka huba man, are you gone girl?
Hey.
What?
Yes, you.
I was once a gone girl. Yes, I was. And yeah, I mean, I thought I couldn't live without this person. But then I came to...
How long did it take you to get out?
It took me 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Still a long time. Very long.
It's still long, hey?
Compared to you, girl, please.
Nah. I know I've got a record. I know. I broke it. Afropolitans, come on now.
You know, this paints a picture of how many new relationships are nursing old wounds.
That's true.
Mm.
Yo.
We're talking about you were once a gone girl. You were once a gone girl. Lerato Lueta. Hey. Wara bona sofaslasa. Guy. Guy. Hmm? You never thought you had it in you to fight the way you did. And here you are telling the story today. I can't wait to hear your calls though on this. Last sip is coming up.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
I can tell you now that the Twitter poll on my top 10 battle is down. No, not down, isn't it? It's done. So, Happy Jordan wins the Twitter battle. What do we still have left? And of course, there's going to be some maths being applied should it stay the way it is. Kabelo Matlud is still leading on the Facebook side of things. So, the decision will be made by DJ Keys. And remember, it is final. Ne? All right. You were once a gone girl. And the question is, what did you do to get out of that rut? Debo, good morning. Debza?
Hello.
How are you, Debza?
I'm good, and you, Uncle T?
Gone girl.
Yes. Basically. Yeah, I met this person. We met a friend. We became best friends. We were for a very long time, like about 10 years or so.
Yeah.
Then we ended up deciding how we want to try it out.
Yes.
And then when it didn't work out, it was like, yo, now I'm going to lose the friendship and everything else.
Hold on. How long was this friendship?
I think about 13 years.
And then how long was
like
the...
Like I knew this person.
How long was the relationship? Yeah.
The relationship lasted for 2 years.
Eesh. And they said the best lovers are best friends.
Exactly, my point.
Ah, Wamara.
That's what I thought. I was like, you're okay.
How long did it take you to get over him?
It took me about 4 years.
And in those 4 years, were you dating?
I couldn't stay in a relationship because I still wanted that person.
Okay. Wait, so there are guys who came into your life, but obviously yes. They couldn't stay long because you were still hung up on friend.
Yes.
Did they know?
Some they sensed.
Or there is someone.
Or it's okay. God, I'm busy chasing ghosts more.
Yeah. Why were you moving on? Even though you knew you were not ready?
You know, there was a personal voice that told me, all right, maybe it's time.
So basically you were looking for a rescuer.
Now I have to.
And so,
I was looking for a rescuer.
So when was the umbilical cord cut? When? What happened when you said, you know what, now I'm over him?
I had to wake up. Because it's not going to happen. It's not happening. Because the wrong decision from the start. Just get over yourself. Pick up yourself and go.
Does this mean cutting ties, not talking to him, not giving him access to you?
I had to cut ties.
How got Runya go away?
Together. Ow! Ow! I was like, no, this is it.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
What's the motto now? Yeah?
I'm good now, yes.
Oh, okay. Raul over here, Shaggy.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to handle it.
Hey, Ponzo, hello.
Ah, Bertie, okay.
Good day, one, okay.
Good day, Bertie.
How long did it take you to get over him?
It's not a him, it's a her.
Oh, sorry, your partner. Hello.
You're 13. Over 10 years.
What?
Hey, pretty.
Hey, Mona, you are 18. What do you mean over 10 years?
Over 10 years, pretty. I'm 32 now.
32?
When I was 21.
Sure.
When I was 21, I was born on a kid with some hours, but makes us a big thing.
And obviously, was she your first?
She was not my first, but she was, for now, she was the one then.
Yeah, yeah.
But she, Nikita, had to go to school, get a name, go to practical, and go on. I never required to go, I required for a week, said.
And finally, you dated for how long?
We dated for 4 years.
And it took you 10 years to recover or to get yourself back?
It took me 10 years to recover.
Why so long? In the 4 years?
I think once.
About you when worry sore.
Not 40, carry sore. Carry mix up together. You are out only, but he. But up until he saw, I keep my mouth.
What woke you up?
I think I grew up and I understood Corey. She's not all that I thought she is. I think. All the lies, loho, kohola. That's what I say. Kileka kohola, and I understood. Or I kajala masimo.
So, one of my teaspoons, I said, you created a fairy tale in your head.
I did. I was living in it. I was a fairy tale princess.
Yes.
In my own head.
Yes.
Up until I came to life and be in a reality around.
So sometimes a heartbreak can make you go straight. You know that, right?
Not me. No, I tried.
You tried. The bottom line is you did try.
I did try then, but I had been ready to you. In the now.
And now, do you have someone?
I have someone.
And compare the two?
Well, I did. But I'm happy now.
So you are the one who was obsessed, right? It was not both ways.
I was obsessed, but see, I was obsessed. I guess I was over the word obsession.
I was drunk. Hey?
Too much.
I know. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Masaram.
Abuti.
You were once a gone girl.
Yes.
Hey.
Wait to get here, na janu.
Yeah.
So sort of circle the full hole did it here.
Oh, man.
Why not that? I also don't understand. Like, there was me, it was like an out of body experience. There was me, then there was Motuahai. And there was me watching Motuahai, who just wasn't me. Like, I saw myself take one step further away from who I am to try and be something else that I should be. Mahakisi, kiko destination.
Sure.
How she? Yeah. I'm still baffled. Well, when I did, I experienced it. What I'm talking about, I was 40 lima, I was with Elasa, I was with
Elasa. Oh, drunk, yeah, you know, drunks.
I was drunk. Are you writing?
But now, can you pinpoint it to something, no, though? What was it?
All 3 teaspoons.
Oh, my word.
All 3. No. Literally, as you were going through them, you went through number 1. I was like, yeah. Then you went through number 2. I'm like, spot on. Then number 3, I was like, eh. Okay. Sharp. All 3. All 3. But the fantasy is the worst because immediately I felt like something that in a healthy, normal environment shouldn't be happening. Instagram, and then, you know, already commented about you guys inspire me so much. And I'm like, yeah, no man. Until one day on my birthday, after a beautiful lunch, it turned into a swearing match that had become a norm all the way from Soweto.
Yes.
Nana from Protea .Ellendale. It isn't Ellendale. What is that? Maxi's Kwakumi trend. We're on our way to Pretoria.
Yes, Kunyu Road.
When we got to that garage, I silently just walked out of the car. I cannot bear a tree. Ke tata le malume wa bana re tlola tatuto ya ka setseng ha ile nna le wena ya ka tshote e fela morre. Goodbye.
So mo dambile go New Road
ka 11 o'clock on a winter night in Masarang. It was on my birthday.
O si ya go highway ngwanyana
hela. I just realized for it. How na explanation ek tro fana ka yona, how na just now tickle chinchang, how na motweki to mukatang, how na I remember I once called you once upon a lifetime kero obana tapelo mukwena haka chako TV abam buisi kuntu because of the way kim ratangate. How na oriketan follow a tapelo mukwena mo Instagram le mo Facebook kimu delete the whole mo kim rata.
Are you still there?
Oh no.
Yeah.
That is that. That is that.
O tazo mutuno.
Can you see me?
Bye-bye.
I've been drinking. The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.